This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That's 2 hours on weekends, but we've got more hours on weekdays. We've got podcasts with excellent guests and fascinating subjects, so you can take advantage of that by going to drhoffman.com. But we got a lot to talk about, and this is an opportunity for us to speak to you in our listening audience. Now, we got a new number for today only, I'm told. We got a new studio that we're broadcasting out of, so it's 800-510-8255. 800-510-8255. Cleverly, that spells 800-510-TALK, and you can call us with questions related to medicine or nutrition this hour. So we talked just before the break about statin drugs. A gentleman called and said that his dad, who is in his 80s, is suffering from dementia. He can't put four words together. And he's determined to stay on his statins because, you know, he's a good soldier. He's part of that greatest generation. They follow orders, aye, aye, sir. And doctor's saying, take statins, and he thinks that's his lifeline, so he's going to keep taking the medication that may, I say may, because we don't know until we give him a statin vacation, that may be causing his cognitive decline because, hey, the brain is made out of cholesterol, and when we dramatically lower cholesterol, we can sometimes affect the brain. Besides, statins interfere with the pathway of energy production, coenzyme Q10 synthesis, and therefore we suggest taking CoQ10 or ubiquinol when you take statins, but that doesn't completely overcome the deficit of CoQ10 that occurs in the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. And when the cells don't fire adequately, you may experience problems with energy. Energy problems in the brain translate to memory problems, cognitive problems, balance problems. Any number of problems can result. But energy problems in the muscles can result in fatigue and exercise intolerance. So it's a very interesting article in the New York Times that in the wake of new recommendations that more and more people take statins, they've really extended the net on statin prescribing recently. What they did, and this is correct, they said that some people who don't have such high cholesterol are really at high risk for heart attacks. In fact, two-thirds of the heart attacks that occur take place in people who have normal cholesterol. So they said, well, let's look at other risk factors. Are you obese? Do you have a strong family history? Do you have hypertension? Do you have diabetes? And even if you don't have high cholesterol, maybe, just maybe, you should be on a statin. So I said, that's interesting. Let me take the quiz that tells you whether you should be on a statin. So I went online. There's an online quiz, and you put in your statistics, and they tell you whether you should be on a statin. And I put in my height, my weight, my blood pressure, which is normal. I told them I didn't have diabetes. I told them my age, and then I gave them my height, my weight, and then I gave them my cholesterol. And my cholesterol is relatively high. It's sometimes as high as 200, 210. So I said, I put down 210. But my HDL is great. It's 75, 80, and I put that into. And to my amazement, I pushed the button and crunched the numbers, and it came out saying, you should be on a statin. Well, why? Yeah, I'm a 64-year-old male, so maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe they think you know, anybody who's walking, talking, and breathing, who is male, who's past the age of 60, is a great candidate for being on statins. Well, anyway, the article in the Times talks about yet another consequence of cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, which is that they may make exercise more difficult and less beneficial. And that's really bad, because the single best bulwark against cardiovascular disease is exercise, which leads to fitness and optimal circulation. So imagine we've got, you know, maybe 40 million Americans taking statin drugs, which impair their ability or desire to exercise in the name of preserving their cardiovascular wellness. So they base this on a mouse study. Of course, mice are not humans, with some obvious exceptions. But the study does raise interesting questions, they say, about whether and how statins might affect physical fitness in all of us. The animals moved less if they were taking statins than if they were not taking the drugs. And then they, you know, had them run on treadmills, as mice are wont to do. And the mice on statins didn't go as far, and even when they did, they developed fewer advantageous physical changes within their muscles than animals that were not given the drugs, i.e. there was less of a training effect. So they say such muscular discomfort and fatigue could be particularly consequential if it results in people being less active. Because aerobic fitness may be a better predictor of lifespan than cholesterol. So you knock the cholesterol down, but you reduce people's aerobic fitness, and that ain't good. So, you know, there you have it. I really think that's a knock on statins. All right. Let's talk to, is it Maddie from who's standing by, or is it Deborah?
Yes, it's Maddie.
Oh, hi, Maddie. How are you?
Hi. Good. Hi. I was a patient of yours.
Oh, excellent. And you survived my ministrations. That's good.
I did very well.
Good, good.
Except I have one problem.
Okay.
Over the past, my pressure is always borderline high.
Mm-hmm.
And I do everything. I take everything, supplements and everything, and I watch my weight, and I exercise. And anyway, my pressure has been gradually going up over the past month, really stress-related.
Stress is happening for you, yeah.
Yeah. So I went to the cardiology group that I see, and I saw another one, and he said, your pressure is high. You know, you have high blood pressure. And he doubled my water pill.
Hydrochlorothiazide. It's HCTZ, right? Yeah.
Right. From 12 milligrams to 25.
Right.
And he said, I'd like to put you on something else. I said, I'd rather wait for the other doctor. And okay. I have an appointment in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Since then, it's come down. But my question is, I'm doing everything I can. I have just eliminated all the chocolate I've been cheating with.
Well, that's
eating
a good idea.
And
yeah.
Going more towards a Whole30 diet.
Good.
And I've lost a few pounds, and I'm still losing a few more pounds. So my question to you is, if you insist on putting me on something, what is this? I've looked on the internet. Everything looks so bad for you. What is the, safest blood pressure medicine?
Well, you know, I have to say that I don't really like the water pills. The water pills, you know, they can lower blood pressure, but they can cause other problems. They can make people feel more tired. They lower levels of potassium, but especially they lower levels of magnesium, which can be very significant for cardiovascular risk. And they also increase the risk of insulin resistance. That's been shown. So insulin resistance, a pathway to cardiovascular disease. And after all, why are you taking the pill? So that you avoid heart attacks and strokes. And, you know, that's the major rationale. So if you're going to, well, you lower your blood pressure, okay, great, but you create insulin resistance, that means you're lowering one risk factor while increasing another. So I'm not a big fan of those. I, you know, what I like these days are the angiotensin II blockers. You know, it'd be hard for me to prescribe something, but these are newer medications. They tend to be more expensive medications. But they work in a way that protects the kidneys and has very little in the way of side effects, usually, although it's very individual. But, you know, aside from medications, I'm not, you know, that's not my forte, is to tell you, oh, try this new great drug. I just read about it in the New England Journal of Medicine. It knocks the socks out of the 300 other previous drugs, and it's the most expensive new drug on the block. The dimension where you're not really optimizing, I think, is in controlling your autonomic nervous system. Okay. You know, you say, I mean, let's take it as a given that you're on the best possible diet and you're taking the best possible supplements. I could go through a million of them. You know, you should be taking magnesium and chiolic aged garlic extract and coenzyme Q10 and lots of fish oil. But, you know, you listen to the show and you've been a patient of mine, so you're probably taking all of those things. You know, we have a new product that we talk about in this program that we'll describe in just a few minutes, Heart Greens, which dilates the blood vessels because it promotes nitric oxide production. That's something that maybe you're taking, maybe not. You know, you could also take some kind of beet extract product that does the same thing, builds nitric oxide. But the dimension that's not being controlled is your autonomic nervous system. And so how do you get a handle on that? Well, you know, you can do deep meditation. You know, you can completely eliminate the stress in your life. But there's something that you should really look into, which is the Zona device. The Zona is a way to retrain your autonomic nervous system so that your blood vessels respond not by clamping down, but by opening up. And that's the simplest way to describe it, is that through a series of guided exercises every day with a handheld device, you actually reprogram your blood vessels to expand rather than constrict. And I think that's a really interesting new angle on blood pressure, and it's documented to work. So we'll talk about it later this hour. We talked about it last hour, one of our good sponsors. Check it out, because that may be the edge that you need to avoid being put on more medication. Rather than speculate on which new drug you should take, you know, Valsartan or, you know, one of the new ARB medications, angiotensin receptor blockers. Maybe try this technique. Okay, Maddie?
Okay. Although I have been using it, and it had my blood pressure very low, very normal. And then just in the last, I had some stressful issues, and it just went like a little out of control. So
maybe this is just a transient thing. And if you keep at it, you know, they say you get good results really quickly, but maybe consistently working with it over time, you reset your blood pressure to better levels. You're a user of that, and it actually did work initially, but now...
It did. For 6 months, I got it right away, and it really was perfect. And then all of a sudden...
Well, that's the factor. That's the factor we need to work on. And then, you know, and so we'll have to address that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll talk about a lawsuit that alleges that Coke spent billions of dollars deceiving customers on the health risks of sugar in their drinks.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And today's number, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-TALK for today only. We'll go back to revert back to our original number, hopefully next week. 800-510-8255. But high blood pressure is a perennial topic here on Intelligent Medicine. So many people suffer from hypertension. I think the statistic is that half of people over 50 are on one blood pressure medication or another, and it's a shame because these medications have side effects. There's no free ride. And so there are natural ways of working with high blood pressure, but how far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat three bowls of kale and spinach every day? Sounds like a little bit much. Probably not. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to, because helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became easier and hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N. It's the functional food that you drink, using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates. That's the secret, because nitrates convert to nitric oxide in the body. And that's why Heart Greens work so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. And I can vouch for that because I've field tested it. It's for something that is a concentrate of greens. It tastes astonishingly good. Plus, you can receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after, and you'll see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. I know you'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. And hey, if you want to prevent your brain from shrinking, there's a study that shows that in Scottish men, 73 to 76, a Mediterranean-type diet helps to reduce brain shrinkage. The diet is rich in beneficial polyphenols, olive oil, fish, and low in sugar and carbohydrates. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in a digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we've got Deborah from Pennsylvania standing by patiently. Thank you for hanging in there, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so I have just been diagnosed with mixed connective tissue disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Leaning toward lupus, or I think you pronounce it Sjögren's syndrome.
Sjögren's syndrome, yeah.
Sjögren's. So the doctor was very clear that I don't have full-blown lupus, but she had prescribed
Plaquenil. Plaquenil. Yeah, that's hydrochloroquine, which is Plaquenil. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was wondering, is there anything natural? There is a side effect that you could lose your peripheral vision.
Told me. You have to keep going to the eye doctor when you're taking Plaquenil to make sure that your vision isn't deteriorating. Yeah.
Right. Is there something else? My biggest problem seems to be fatigue and like a mental clarity, overall aches, things like that.
Deborah, I have so many patients like you, especially women, middle-aged, who have, it's almost like they're auditioning for the part of lupus or Sjögren's syndrome or polymyositis, but they haven't gotten the part yet. They have many of the manifestations of the full blown disorders, and maybe they have a positive ANA blood test, and they maybe have a high SED rate or C reactive protein showing inflammation in their bodies, but it's not a distinct thing. So they call it MCTD, mixed connective tissue disorder. And, characterized by aches and pains, fatigue, sometimes skin rashes, dry mouth, but not full-blown Sjögren's when the mouth is extremely dry. Fingertip issues. Raynaud's syndrome is common. Do you have Raynaud's in the cold? When you get in the cold, your fingertips get painful and white. That could be part of it, too.
I don't know if they get white, but they have been getting cold, and and I have tingling in my fingers and feet, although she said could possibly be related to something else.
Yeah. So this is very amenable to nutritional support and care. And there are books that have been written about it. I think a book that you may want to look at is a book on autoimmunity by Dr. Amy Myers. It came out recently, and we'll be interviewing her in 2017 on the subject of natural treatment for autoimmunity. But it's not anything new. I've been treating these conditions for, 3 decades now. So, things to do. Well, first of all, food intolerance can be an issue. And I'm not saying a traditional food allergy, like you bite into a peanut and you suddenly end up in the emergency room. These are more intolerances that cause inflammation in the body. So a good diet to follow for an autoimmune disorder is something along the lines of a paleo diet. That's a diet that it's rigorous, but, you got a bad condition and you're being put on a medication with toxic side effects. So you may want to go on a paleo diet for a few months, and I think that you'll see some benefits. The diet rich in vegetables, low in grains, even low in sometimes nightshades can make autoimmunity worse. In particular, patients who suffer from arthritis seem to get a relief from getting off nightshades. No sugar, no artificial junk. That would be important. Putting good stuff back in your gastrointestinal tract would be helpful. Taking probiotics to reestablish a balance in your gut, because we believe that something called leaky gut syndrome can contribute to autoimmunity. And that starts in the gut with a bad mix of bacteria, and maybe food intolerance is complicating things. Then the supplements that are helpful. I like to use lots of anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin, but also we really pour on the fish oil. And high-dose vitamin C is, vitamin D is appropriate for patients with autoimmunity. The vast majority of them have extremely low vitamin D to begin with, and we boost it up to 70 or 80 with 5,000 or more, 5,000 international units or more of vitamin D every day. Another trick to use, and this is not something you can do on your own, it would have to be prescribed by a doctor, but I find that low-dose naltrexone, or LDN, can be helpful for many autoimmune conditions. And that's something you can look up on their website. It's ldninfo.org, where they talk about the application of this medication. It's a low dose of a commonly prescribed medication called naloxone, but low doses of it seem to reboot the immune system and help people stop the immune system from attacking itself. Basically, that's what happens in autoimmunity. Your own immune system turns against you and creates a lot of stress. So, you know, there you have it. I think in rough outline, some of the strategies you can use. Get the Amy Myers book. I recommend it because it summarizes a lot of the things we've been doing over the years. And you can turn this around. I've actually seen patients not only feel great, but even reverse this to the point where their ANA goes negative. Another point I'll make is that for women, DHEA is very helpful for autoimmunity. So, you know, if your DHEA is low, get it tested first. If it's low, you can supplement with DHEA. It's available over the counter. Perhaps 10 or even 20 milligrams of DHEA can help you with energy and also help to normalize your immune response. All right. There you have some good leads. And if you need guidance, you know, please see a nutritionally oriented physician, because we routinely tackle these types of problems in integrative practice. All right. I promised to get to this story before the bottom of the hour, and here it is. Okay, you remember the big tobacco suits? This was actually really well documented in a movie called The Insider with Russell Crowe, where he was a whistleblower in the tobacco industry. And what happened clearly in the tobacco industry is they resisted for so many years the conclusion that cigarettes could kill you. They pushed back against it in scientific studies that they commissioned and underwrote, trying to push back against the obvious, which was that cigarettes cause cancer, cigarettes cause heart disease, and all manner of mayhem in the body. But in an effort to push back against tobacco critics, they literally enlisted scientists to write studies, to commission studies, which pushed back against the evidence against cigarettes. And they also lied in congressional hearings, saying the tobacco executives were ordered to appear in Washington, and they were interrogated by senators and representatives. And they said, we have no strong evidence that cigarettes are bad. Well, this all happened in the 60s. The net result was lawsuits, which numbered in the billions of dollars of recovery. The money ostensibly went to the states. Hopefully, it'll be applied to victims of tobacco use and for programs to help people stop smoking. And all the ads you see that tell you to stop smoking are really underwritten by tobacco money that was a payout as a consequence of lawsuits that emerged after it was exposed that cigarettes really did you in. Well, the same is happening. Same pattern. They've established a legal precedent with cigarettes, and now they're trying to do the same thing with soda. And it's high time that they do so, because among the most pernicious things in the U.S. environment in terms of health, we dealt with smoking, we discouraged smoking, but diet soda and soda are still huge multi-billion dollar industries. And we've now learned that the sugar industry has tried to suppress evidence that sugar is directly related to heart disease and all manner of health problems. So a lawsuit was filed last week by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, CSPI. By the way, I'm no great fan of the CSPI because they got it really wrong on low-fat diets. They promoted low-fat diets starting in the 1980s, telling people to, you know, not have any fat whatsoever, eat lots and lots and lots of whole grains. And the result was an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. They also have gotten it wrong big time, repeatedly, about vitamins and supplements. They're implacable foes of supplementation, basically saying, eat a healthy diet and you'll be fine. Vitamins and supplements are all hype. But they nailed it with a lawsuit that they filed last Wednesday, which claims that Coca-Cola and the industry group, the ABA, not the American Bar Association, it's the American Beverage Association, that they've misled consumers regarding the health risks of using sugary drinks such as soda. They say in their press release, each year Coca-Cola reaps huge profits from the sale of its sugar-sweetened beverages. Each year Coca-Cola spends billions of dollars on misleading and deceptive promotions and advertising that have enormous appeal to consumers, including children, which advertising effects persist over years. And they also target a very insidious campaign by Coca-Cola and the ABA, which is the calories in, calories out concept. In other words, you know, Coke can be part of a healthy lifestyle as long as you exercise your brains out. And that they try to emphasize research that shows it doesn't matter if you drink a few soft drinks every day as long as you exercise. Well, the message being soft drinks are okay, and I personally think that we should have zero tolerance for sugary soft drinks, because who needs it? Who needs all those extra empty calories, especially since the vast majority of people don't reach those exercise goals. They hear about it and it rationalizes their use of sodas, but they're not out there doing marathons and triathlons. They're maybe walking the dog, or they go to an occasional aerobics class, but it doesn't cut it. It doesn't mitigate the damage caused by all those extra sugary calories. So this is a threshold that we're reaching. I think we're going to see a repetition of what happened in the 60s and 70s, which pushed back against the tobacco industry. And ultimately, I think that these interest groups are going to prevail, and there will be consequences for the beverage industry, which has so long promoted the idea that sugar is innocuous, and it's not. All right. Our number, 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK, for questions related to intelligent medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back.
Mom, could I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And a caller earlier, Maddie, described her success with the Zona Plus for her blood pressure. It lowered her blood pressure effectively. That is until overwhelming stress pushed her blood pressure back up. And that, unfortunately, sometimes is unavoidable. But if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, there's a new effective non-drug treatment, which is the Zona Plus. And we've been talking about it here on Intelligent Medicine. Many of you have tried it, and we're getting great feedback. Many of my patients are using it, and we're seeing really good results because, well, diet and exercise are limited in their effectiveness for managing blood pressure. And then people have to go on meds. And this is an entirely different way of approaching the blood pressure problem. It even goes beyond supplements. We know many supplements can help blood pressure. But if you're stuck and you want to optimize your blood pressure, Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device. It's handheld. That guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So to find out more, go to tryzona.com. That's Z-O-N-A. Tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Okay, earlier in the program we talked about what I termed a duh study because it's just, you know, the medical establishment is so resistant to the idea that fish oil is beneficial. And in fact, they've been putting out information that, yeah, it turns out that the studies on fish oil for heart disease are very weak and it doesn't really help. But then, finally, big study shows that indeed using fish oil can reduce cardiovascular risk by double digits, significant improvement in cardiovascular risk. Here's another application of fish oil that I think is exciting, and it has to do with giving pregnant women fish oil. Now, this is something I've been doing routinely for not just my patients, but my friends and family members. They ask me for advice on what to do when they're pregnant, and I say, take fish oil. It's going to help the kid's brain. It's going to help the kid in so many ways. Make sure you take fish oil. And this is not a standard advice, unfortunately. But a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine, I'm very excited to see it in a mainstream medical journal, looks at the effect of taking omega-3 fish oil on the likelihood of asthma or wheezing in the children of moms who took the fish oil. So, you know, looking at the study here, it's entitled Fish Oil-Derived Fatty Acids in Pregnancy and Wheeze and Asthma in Offspring. And looking at the particulars here, the women were given 2.4 grams of fish oil every day. It was about two-thirds EPA and one-third DHA, a standard formulation. And by the way, the product Orthomega, which is our main fish oil product that you can find at our store at drhoffman.com, it fits the bill if you take two of them a day. So this is standard high-potency fish oil. It's not, you know, discount, bargain basement, Costco fish oil. It's high quality, molecularly distilled, very concentrated fish oil. It's about 1.2 grams per capsule of EPA, DHA combination. So they looked at 695 children in the trial. They found that the risk of persistent wheeze or asthma in the treatment group was reduced by 31%. When the moms took fish oil. That was the only thing they did. They took fish oil. They didn't do anything else. But clearly, it had an anti-allergy, anti-inflammatory effect on the kids. Very, very cool. All right. Finally, if you're interested in losing weight, who isn't after the holidays, right? You know, there's a very simple way to lose weight. And it's based on a study done at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Roll Tide, by the way. They're in the college finals of football. But, it's, again, it's one of those duh studies because we've been telling a lot of people stop eating early in the day and that's the way to lose weight. Well, in this study, they restricted eating to between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by an 18-hour daily fast. And what they found is not only did it help people lose weight, but it actually kept appetite levels more even throughout the day in comparison to the usual pattern of eating, which is, you know, put the feed bag on between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., which is what the average American does. So, hey, if you want to lose weight, stop eating early in the day and take a prolonged overnight fast and then breakfast or break fast early, eat, and then stop eating in mid-afternoon, and you will indeed lose weight, no matter what you eat. Doesn't even matter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for lots of intelligent medicine content. Have a great week. Baby, you know.